This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Everyone, we're just going to give a few minutes to let a few people join because it's literally just after going at 5 p.m. So while they're waiting, if you wouldn't mind actually sharing this room, let's get some more people in here and then we'll get kicked off shortly. Thank you. Okay, guys, I think, look, we can get this kicked off. This is going to be a recorded space. And first of all, like, thank everyone for actually showing up here today. We are very excited that this is our first Twitter/X space, and that we're very pleased to actually kind of share the vision and the technology and what we're actually looking to do, essentially, not just for only us as an individual, but it's our future, our children and our children's children. And this is what we're here today to discuss. Today, so we have myself, I'm David, better known as DMK Ripto. We have Michael Void Walking. We have John Pearson, who is the COO of Magnetic Miles LLC, and Barry Marsh, American director and board member of Magnetic Miles LLC. So that's all the formalities out of the way. So first of all, look, welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here today.
And thank you. Thank you so much, David.
No problem. 100%. So, and we have Void, are we on as well? Well, he's there. He might be having a little technical issue there. But look, we'll push on anyway. So basically, I'm just going to set basically the ground rules or the housekeeping rules so for this actual space. So what we're going to do is actually hear from each of the speakers. And rather than kind of putting your hand up and looking to kind of ask questions as it's going through, that we're actually going to do it in the format of a question answer at the end of the, we'll call it a conference or the actual Twitter space. So I think that we can kind of push forward and actually look at then give you some idea of basically where Magnetic Miles started out. Then we Votanox. Then we look at the VTNX token, the NFTs, the technology. But to get things kicked off, let me first introduce John Pearson, the CEO, and maybe you can tell us a little bit of background about yourself. How did you get involved with Magnetic Miles and so on?
Well, first of all, David, I want to say thank you for setting this up, you and Barry and Michael. It's an honor and a privilege and very exciting. The company Magnetic Miles and, of course, VTNX Coin is just an exciting venture for all of us. And we're looking forward to all the results and the world-changing results, really, on all this. I got started with the company years ago when I became an investor, when the original company was formed, probably 15-something years ago. And they came out with a motor, it was actually a Porsche motor, that they developed a motor that was a reciprocating power source. And it was able to power itself. And we have been perfecting that, and we're pretty darn close to that now. That will require just a little smidge of fuel, and it'll run pretty much forever and repower itself. That's just one of the technologies that got us involved in this. The other technologies we have, potentially the nuclear remediation, the hydrogen production of one of our power sources, that's all come along as we've been developing the power source. So it's interesting that we're finding all sorts of other things as we are finishing up some of the original projects. Now, the crypto, the currency portion of this, we got involved in, David, when we wanted to really expand our reach into other potential investors. And this was a way to get to a lot of young people who were tied and keyed into all the latest technologies. And we're looking for the save the world aspect and do it the right way with green energy technologies and so on. And that's how I got involved. My background has been managing pretty large companies, in particular, a 125 personnel car dealership for years. We were number one in the country, a big Toyota dealership. And mostly we were number one because of how we treated our people. And I think that's a way we're going to be successful once again with this company, is how we treat our investors. So that's pretty much my background. What type of questions do you have, David?
Yeah, well, look, first of all, I think that's after kind of hitting the ball out of the park, and definitely thank you very much for that bit of insight. Obviously, look, there's a lot of information packed there into a short space of time, and I think that, look, that for sure, once we actually open up the floor for people to actually ask some questions, we'll definitely be hearing from a lot more from you shortly. But yes, thank you very much for that great summary. It's very interesting. I suppose,
David, let me interrupt. I would be remiss if I didn't finish up by saying that one of the keys in business has been surrounding yourself with the very best people. And that was really the first thing that we did, was we went out and we got the absolute very best marketing person in Barry. Went out and got the very best person in financing, which would be Joe Doerr. And then Del Teagues, who's had a tremendous background in business, very successful, and also in crypto world. So I've surrounded myself with you and with David, with you and with Michael, with the very best people possible. And that's why we're going to be successful.
Yeah, and that's awesome, man. Thank you very much for that feedback. And to kind of follow up from those good people that you're surrounding yourself with, there's one sitting beside you that I'd like to introduce. That's Barry Marsh, who's the board member and marketing director. And Barry, can you give us any updates and or what's the latest news? What's happening over in the Magnetic Mile side? And Barry, welcome.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate that. And well, I can tell you, what is the latest thing that's doing wonderful things for marketing for Votonix and Magnetic Miles LLC? It's this event here this afternoon, this evening. It's the Twitter or X Spaces, and it's the very latest marketing strategy. And I think it's going to be the first of many more. And I'm sure that we're going to have, as we continue to grow exponentially in investors and the word gets out, we're going to have more and more attendees on this particular space. And as you know, most of the marketing for the company has been grassroots and very organic. You know, we're using our social media platforms like Twitter and especially Discord. Discord has been a very, very popular site for a lot of our investors. We've gotten a lot of information out, and they continue to delve into what we're doing as far as how the tokens are doing, as far as how much they're gaining in value and that sort of thing. So it's very important to have that platform, and also Facebook, Reddit, Telegram. And we also do some direct mail contact with our unit holders who actually own units in Magnetic Miles LLC. And we have two websites, magneticmilesllc.com as well as votonix.com, to keep our community updated. And so I would strongly advise that if you haven't been to those websites and you haven't subscribe to our Discord, I definitely think that is the best way to get information on a timely basis from Magnetic Miles LLC, as well as the Votonix Generation Division.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely 100%. Thank you very much for that, Barry. I suppose that, look, at this point, what I would like to say to everyone that's actually listening is let's grow this together. So if you could please all share this space. Also, anyone that's actually in this room, let's get the follows in. If you're looking for the Discord link for Votonix, if you just click on my profile, and that'll bring you straight there. To kind of develop and move forward, Barry, because obviously, look, there is the government relations that you be kind of looking after. Have you got any more information on that end of things? Has there been any developments?
Well, yes, David. I'm extremely proud to say that we've been able to make our presence known with the United States Department of Energy and some associated organizations with the Department of Energy. Just a few weeks ago, we registered with SAM.gov, and that it was something that we did for the first time in our company's history. And it allows us to apply for federal funding opportunities like grants for research and development and bid on different projects, energy projects, clean energy projects, and also get involved with the Defense Department as well with their contracts, because some of our technology, quite frankly, lends itself to defense projects. So right now we're preparing a couple of funding opportunities, one in October and another one in November, and that we were being made aware of through our affiliation with the Clean Energy Business Network. And that's a nonprofit organization that's based in Washington, D.C. And in fact, our company's name has been added to the letters that have been directed to the bipartisan leaders in the House and Senate in Washington, D.C. to ask them to renew the Section 174 of the tax code that's enabled businesses like Magnetic Miles LLC conducting research and development projects to deduct these expenses in the very same year that they occur, rather than putting them in on an annual basis that, you know, extends itself, and you don't get the amount of money in that particular year that you'd like to be able to deduct. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot more that's going to be happening in the remainder of this year, and especially in the first quarter of the year. So a lot of things going on with our government relations.
That's excellent. And obviously, look, I'm sure everyone wants to actually get their teeth kind of sunk into that. And this is the style that we're kind of doing, is instead of just kind of concentrating on one area, that we're kind of giving everyone a brief overview. And then at the end of this, you can all ask questions and kind of follow up, and let's kind of develop this. I suppose on from that part of it, I suppose we could turn to Michael, who is our blockchain lead developer, the guy behind all of the cryptocurrency side of things. I know, look, investors definitely, because this is primarily a cryptocurrency backed kind of community, maybe in the Discord.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Side of things. So it's really to kind of... Michael, if you could address maybe like the contracts and say the rewards for the token, the VOTG NFT holders, and look, how is that all going in as a whole, essentially?
Yeah, thanks, David. So for the VOTG holders, those NFT holders will be able to by the end of the month, we'll be deploying a rewards contract where currently we're at 374 million VTNX tokens that'll be deposited into it. And then an equivalent amount of Matic will be as well. And each NFT token ID will have the option to either claim VTNX or Matic tokens. And I also added a third option, and I'll get to that. But the first one will be just to claim your VTNX tokens. And I'm also going to exempt this contract. There won't be taxes on these transactions when you claim your tokens. And then the Matic will remain in the contract. But when you claim the Matic, then the VTNX tokens that you could have claimed will be burned, or I added a third option where the Matic will stay in the contract and it still burns the VTNX tokens, but it allows us to then take that Matic and put it back into the liquidity pool or use it for buyback and burns and that sort of thing later. If anyone wants to, it's kind of just a third option that if you really want to help the token grow or support the project, that's kind of the extra altruistic one.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. I suppose that definitely covers kind of the VOTG NFTs. And if anyone does want more information on that, that definitely Discord is the place to go. I suppose for someone that is new to this space, so first of all, with the token, could you give kind of a brief outline of, okay, so what is the token's utility and so on that at the moment currently, and then kind of moving forward, where do you actually see it going?
So those are great questions. Currently, the utility of the token is mostly just to help fund the research at Magnetic Miles or help grow the community. We have different wallets that collect the taxes that are on it. And that's actually where a portion of, well, all of the rewards will be coming from for the rewards contract. We're taking a third of the taxes we collect and using those tokens to either be burned or distributed. And aside from that, we're going to be using it as also a sort of coin of the realm on the crypto side. So we see it as something that we're going to be using to be able to purchase other NFTs down the road. And that's sort of why we called it, you know, the Votonics Generation NFT as well, is we want it to be a sort of generational thing where you get these VTNX rewards that you can then take to use to maybe buy an NFT from one of the projects we incubate and help develop down the road, or one of the projects from Magnetic Miles, something like that. When we make new NFTs or tokens, we want these VTNX tokens to be able to be used to mint those NFTs or be interchangeable for the other tokens for the other projects that we want to bring up in the space, the other green technology projects.
Yeah, so essentially that it doesn't stop just at with the technology that from Magnetic Miles, that they're also going to be looking at bringing other green technologies on board. And with that, then it's essentially going to be essentially an ecosystem with the VOTG and the VTNX tokens at the helm of this. So you're going to also be looking at whether it's other green projects, they might have to use VTNX for people to buy their stuff, or it's going to be interchangeable. So this is kind of like at the helm of it all with the VTNX and the VOTG. I suppose one question, and if I could ask either John or Barry, is why did you actually look at getting into the crypto end of things rather than go on kind of stock market, or what was the drive behind that?
Really, David, the drive was to get to a different group of investors, to really start new, start fresh. And it was an area that Del Teagues was familiar with. And we felt it would get us to a younger group that was very much attuned to the green energy technology industry. And we found that to be true. Older folks who were originally told, don't get involved in crypto coins because you won't understand it, that turned out to be false. Our regular investors with Magnetic Miles LLC, our unit investors slash stock, they have caught on quite quickly. And a lot of that's been due to your patience and with Michael's patience. But we're glad we did. It's a brand new market to get to as opposed to the stock market.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a reason. And I suppose it's given other people a chance as well to actually kind of jump on board at these kind of early stages, whether it's through NFT, whether it's through the tokens itself. Michael, for anyone that isn't familiar, could you kind of run through, okay, so where does one actually pick up the tokens? Where do they pick up the NFTs and so on?
Our tokens are currently listed on quickswap.exchange. I could maybe drop a link there, or our NFTs are also on OpenSea, either of those.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, look, I suppose at this stage, John, Barry, if have you any other points that you'd like to address before I open the floor up to questions?
No, I'm ready for the questions. Eager.
Okay, so look, anyone that actually has any questions on what we've actually touched on so far, please at this point request to speak and we'll let you up. We had someone request, but then they jump back down. So Again, look, I suppose for anyone, you can retweet this room, get share it out. Be sure to join the Discord. We also have a Telegram as well that we're keeping people up to date. But the most active would be the Discord channel, because there you have all the different because you have all the different channels where there's announcements about Meet the Team, all of our links, all of the many patents. If someone wants to jump up and kind of give a little overview of them while we're waiting for some people to come up. But actually, see, we have John after requesting. Just give me 1 second now, sir. Yeah, go ahead there, John.
Yeah, I'm wondering, how do we know when we get our drop of the VTNX, how do we burn them? Because that's what I'm going to do. I want the token to skyrocket.
Okay, yeah, so I reckon that's one for Michael, if you want to jump in there.
Yeah, sure thing. Hi, John. Hi. So you're going to be in the third category with me. I was planning on using that third option to burn my tokens and leave the Matic in the contract as well. So you'll be able to do that once we have the rewards claim page up, and we'll have them clearly labeled, so there's no confusion about whether you're claiming your VTNX or claiming the Matic. And people that do that will automatically be burning their VTNX share as well. Or there's the third option to burn the VTNX and then leave the Matic in the contract. But they'll all be there, clearly labeled for you.
And that will be a new page that's coming up that we will share to all investors. It's going to be on Discord, Telegram, and so on. We just get the contracts at the moment are being kind of finalized. And then we've just worked on the front end for a display page to actually make it kind of very user-friendly. You connect your wallet, pick your option, and happy days. Is there anyone else that has any more questions? I see Bar down in listeners. We got Wizard. Anyone else that would like to join us up here? Have a chat. Doesn't have to be too serious. You can come in, come up and say hi.
I think John has a point that he'd like to make.
Yeah, David and Michael, I want to throw something out to all our investors because I know we have questions and concerning Magnetic Miles or the VTNX coin as well. I'm going to throw my phone number. If you all would take this, call me anytime. I tell people I'm an old guy, so I'm up most of the time. It's 772-485-8007. That's area code 772-485-8007. If you don't get hold of me right off, just leave a message. I will return your call.
Well, you can't get any better than that for transparency. And I like the end digits there, John. 007. Shaken, not stirred.
I figured an Irishman would notice that.
Definitely, sir. Definitely. So have you any more questions on this space, or has anyone got anything that they'd like to address?
I have one other point that I'd like to make, and there is a new video. There's a new video out on our websites, both of them. It's in the video area of our website for magneticmilesllc.com and also on votonics.com. It is a behind-the-scenes video with our very own John Pearson leading a little, search inside our secret location of our laboratory. So if you'd like to see some of the latest technologies that we have, we snuck in during the time when the scientists were not there in the lab and got a chance to get a good look at some of the things that are being done right now and are being used as far as getting some new technologies out. We're excited to let you know that there's actually going to be a new application for patent being prepared for something that we've discovered. And it's with this magnetic miles technology, the Leaner technology, that we've discovered this. So there's excitement at the lab. And if you haven't had the opportunity of going on the site, we just posted it just a day ago. And get on there and take a look at it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you very much. And they're also in our Discord. But definitely 100% check out the website, see what's going on. The information is there. And we hope that you will join us on this journey. If there is any more questions, if not, then we'll be looking at closing this first show. But if anyone has any questions, now's the time.
David, this is John Pearson. Just wanted to mention to all our investors and to you, David, and to Michael, fantastic job. I've been in business a lot of years, too many years to mention. I have never been more excited about an opportunity. And I've been involved. I've been very, very lucky in my life, very fortunate to be surrounded by great people. And this is absolutely the example of being surrounded by great folks. We're going to be being highly successful in both Magnetic Miles LLC and BTNX Coin. Very, very excited. And I'm hoping that all our investors are as well. Great, great things are ahead of us.
Definitely, for sure. And this is what this is all about. And it's for our future, children's future, grandchildren's future. And this is what we're trying to actually achieve here, is actually make that change with this technology. The patents are there. And look, all we can say is to the future looks bright. And we're all looking for that cleaner and leaner energy. Yeah, and thank you for your kind words as well, guys. But look, we're going to close out this show. Thank you very much for everyone that has joined. Obviously, for anything in relation to cryptocurrencies, look, you need to do your own research. And from that, I think we can close this out and say thank you very much for joining us. Keep a lookout on our tweets, Discord announcements, and we talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone.